Latin. Okay, but they tell me Latin you don't really learn to speak, you learn to read, right? So if I pronounce these right or wrong, who knows, okay? But here's what these tunes were, the titles of these, what they named these tunes, and what they've been known as for a couple of thousand years. The first one is called the Ave Maria. Out of the first line of that tune in Luke chapter 1, it starts out, and if we translate it, it means Hail Mary. Now, that song has gone a lot of different ways, but as we look at what it says there in Luke chapter 1, Elizabeth is coming to Mary, and she's saying, Hail Mary. She's saying, Mary, she said, you're blessed among women. She didn't say you're divine or anything like that, but what she said is, you have an amazing privilege because you are bearing the Son of God. Yes. And so that one has been known as the Ave Maria or the Hail Mary because she was so blessed among women. And then the next one, which is probably the most well-known of them, was the Magnificat, and the Magnificat is from the word which means to magnify, because it begins with my soul magnifies the Lord. And as Mary thought about what God was doing for her, she just said, oh my goodness, this is amazing. God's mercy to me makes him greater than I ever imagined that he could be. His mercy to me, his mercy to God's people. And Zechariah, who had trouble believing it, her uncle, see if we can get this to go to the next one. There we go. Is called the Benedictus. And that's the word for blessed, or blessed be the Lord. And he said, Lord, I just bless you. I bless you because you bless me. Lord, I bless you because you've rescued me. You've rescued your people. You've remembered. You haven't forgotten those promises from long, long ago, way back in the Garden of Eden. You said that you would send a deliverer, and you have for all of those years through the prophets and through the lawgivers and through all of those times, hard times that we had as your people, but you remembered, and you have remembered to rescue us. And then there was Simeon, the old man who waited his whole life to see the Messiah. And the Lord spoke to him and said, you're going to see him, you're going to see him. And one day he was in the temple. And he said, there he is. And he said, now, he said, I am satisfied because God has kept his promise to his people and he's kept his promise to me. And this is all that I need. He says, now, he said, let me leave. Because he's nung dimittis, let me leave, let me depart, he said. And then finally, the angel's song, one that we'll be looking at here. Next one. Which is glory in excelsis. Glory to God in the highest. This song, like some of these other, have been done in languages and countries and generation, one after another. And this is Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest and highest and highest place in the universe and on earth peace among those among his favor rests. These ancient titles affirm the faith of God's people for 2,000 years. A faith in Jesus. Faith that's gone across the seven continents of the world with every generation of people from the time Jesus left the planet, and it'll continue on until he returns. It's been sung in symphonies. They've been sung in little country churches. It's been sung in city churches. It's been sung out in the forests. It's been sung on the streets with caroling. We've been singing them tonight and reading them and remembering this good news that Jesus has come. When I was a student in Chicago, I met Maureen at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. And I was playing in the Moody Bible Institute in the concert band. And it came to be Christmas time and they said, you guys are going to sing. I said, what? They said, you're going to sing. And they put together this great big choir with all the music groups, including the instrumentalists, to do the Messiah. And I wasn't sure, you know, I'd heard the Messiah once or twice, I'd heard the Hallelujah chorus. But you know, as I learned, as I sang in that for 3 years, year after year after year, I learned the words. I could sing the tenor part. And that was one of the greatest. Being invited into that course was a great gift to me, because every Christmas season now I'm humming it along in my head when I hear it on the radio or at church. I'm saying the words, "Oh, glory in excelsis Deo," and "Hallelujah, hallelujah." You know, the Lord God Almighty reigns. It was a great gift to me. But there's a greater gift that is offered to all of us. These songs have been sung for 2,000 years. And for 2,000 years, the Lord has been saying, join the choir, join the choir, join the choir. Sing along, sing along, sing along. And he invites us tonight to sing along, to make Christ the center of our lives, to turn our lives over to him, to trust in him for all that he's done for us. He gave his life for us that we might know him and might be part of his chorus forever. If you want to talk about it, we would love to talk to you about it. There's some books on the way out the door that talk about Christmas, and it talks at the end of it, it talks about knowing Jesus. You can turn to one of these songs, and they're all in the Gospel of Luke in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It starts out with Luke. Start to read them. Ask God to speak to you. Say, Jesus, I want to be part of your chorus. I want to be part of your chorus today. I want to be more, a greater part of your chorus than I've ever been. And I want to sing with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my mind, that others might join the chorus as well. Won't you pray with me now? Lord Jesus, we're so grateful that you came. We're so grateful, Lord Jesus, that you came to shine the light of heaven, that we might know the Father. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would turn to you, that we would give everything to you. Lord, that we would embrace you as Simeon did long ago. Lord, we pray that we would love you with our lives as you did, loved us with yours. We pray in the name of Jesus who came. Amen.